Michael Steele Podcast listeners. Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele Podcast. Check out what's going on right now. Welcome back, everybody, to Michael Steele Podcast. Michael Steele, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Steven Pinker. He is the author of the new book, Rationality, What It Is, Why It Seems Scarce, Why It Matters. He is a professor, a John Stone professor of psychology at Harvard University. He has taught at Stanford, MIT, so he's got all of that. And he's here with us. And yeah, we're on the couch, folks, because I'm trying to understand, as he's written about and sort of explored the idea of rationality, trying to be rational human beings in a space where, hey, there's not a whole lot of that seeming to be applied. I thought, well, one of my favorite chapters in the book, it was actually, I gravitated to it immediately just by the title, What's Wrong with People? And
I knew that was the one that everyone would go to first.
It's like when you pick the book up, folks, you kind of go through it. And I saw that, I said, I'm starting there because I just need to know before I get into on the road with the science and the data and all of that. Tell us what you were thinking in that chapter. There was a lot. I mean, there's a lot, for example, I'll pull it up. It says COVID quackery, climate denial, conspiracy theories are symptoms of what some are calling an epistemological crisis and a quote post-truth era. Another symptom is fake news. In the second decade of the 21st century, social media have become sluices for torrents of tall tales like these. Pope Francis shocks world, endorses Donald Trump for president. Yoko Ono, quote, I had an affair with Hillary Clinton in the 1970s. And it kind of goes on from there. Also rampant are beliefs in ghouls, black magic, and other superstitions. Now, I believe in ghosts. I think they're real. As you mentioned in the first chapter, 3/4 of Americans hold at least some paranormal belief. But hell, we're seeing some of the science back some of that up. Same thing with, our government now telling us, or at least hinting, yeah, there may be a little ET out there that we should be aware of. Where do we draw those lines? In answering the question, what's wrong with people, where do you, as a scientist who studies human behavior, who's looking for rational thought and connective, reasons for some of the things we do or don't do, where do we draw those lines and how are those lines drawn?
Yeah, so that chapter has basically been what you and I have been talking about during this conversation.
Right.
We haven't spent that much time on Bayes' rule and statistics and logical.
Let's get to what the hell's wrong with people?
That's what we've been talking about. We've already covered a lot of the that content, but the answer is we should look at our best science. While challenging scientists to show their work, like how do you know, why do you say this? How do you know? And that tells us there is no ESP. Forget it. There's no clairvoyance. You can't move objects with sheer mental power. There's no crystal energy in pyramids or crystals.
Right.
Part of it is you just know enough. There should be enough scientific literacy just to know what are the forces of the universe. Also, and this is perhaps even more crucial, what are the cognitive traps that that make people believe in paranormal woo-woo and telepathy and all of these things that our science says doesn't exist? And there are several mental traps. So I'll just give you an example. So a psychic, a seer, it turns out 5 years ago they predicted that there'd be a terrorist attack let's say before 9/11, they predicted that sometime there'd be a terrorist attack.
Right.
You say, aha, that shows that psychic powers exist. Well, yeah, but then if you go back to that psychic's track record, all of the predictions that didn't come true, And if you look at how vague the prediction was, well, sometime in the future.
sometime in the future, there's going to be a terrorist attack.
You realize that, you know, that one of our fallacies is failing to distinguish between prior and after the fact predictions. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, hindsight is 20/20. If you just get to check someone's track record from the true predictions, but you don't look at all the false predictions, it's a fallacy called confirmation bias.
Yep.
Then
yep.
you can see through a lot of these bogus claims. Or if you know that you always have to distinguish correlation from causation, and it's all not so easy. So does coffee cause heart attacks? Well, coffee drinkers have more heart attacks, and that proves it, right? Well, no, wait a second. Maybe people who drink a lot of coffee also don't exercise much and are more likely to smoke. Maybe it's the smoking that causes the heart attack, and the coffee has nothing to do with it. It's
right.
It's a confound. It's correlated but not causal. So a lot of these tools of sound reasoning, which I explain in the rest of the book, mm-hmm. kind of inoculate you. They're almost like a cognitive vaccine, a mental vaccine against a lot of the pseudoscience, the hippy dippy paranormal new age, you know, crystal power woo woo right. stuff.
Interesting. So one last question as we get up out of here, and it relates back to your 2018 book, Enlightenment. Enlightenment Now. You write then that life on Earth is improving, right? Do you feel equally hopeful about the future after what we've witnessed over the last few years and where we are right now since 2018 when you wrote those words that, you know, life on Earth is improving?
Yeah, it's a mixed picture. I mean, I base that conclusion, as I then kind of explained in the very last chapter on rationality, not because I believe that there's anything called progress, like this mystical force that
right sort of lifts us up and all right.
No, forget none of that. It's not because I think we should be an optimist and just, you know, always see the glasses half full. It's just that the data show that we live longer. There are fewer poor people. There are fewer famines. There are fewer wars. And so the evidence suggests that progress, at least so far, on average, you know, mm-hmm. not everywhere, but on average has occurred. What is responsible for it? Well, I say it's kind of rationality. When people apply their brain power to solving problems like disease and hunger and war and crime, gradually, you know, every once in a while, we hit upon something that works. We try not to repeat our mistakes, and right. that's what makes progress possible. So the question is, are those conditions still occurring? Are the tools for progress still in place? And it's a mixed picture. Our science is going great guns, so right. I think scientific progress will continue. Democracy, liberal democracy, which I think is another driver of progress, you know, it's being challenged in Russia, in Hungary, in Turkey, and to some extent in the United States. Let's hope that the forces that keep democracy going will prevail. War, well, we're seeing a big challenge, a big threat now in
Ukraine,
Putin, who mm-hmm. in some ways is a throwback. I mean, the way the
world... Oh, he is. Total throwback.
Total throwback, yeah. So I'm, you know, I kind of am disappointed that nightmare of the past, the idea there should be spheres of influence and national greatness, as opposed to just letting people live their lives and earn money and be happy. So that's kind of a pushing in the wrong direction. So the way I put it is I'd be conditional optimist, not a naive optimist. Namely, we do have the tools. If we apply them, then I think that things can continue to improve.
Well, Steven Pinker, I swear, man, I really enjoyed this conversation. This was
me too.
It was wonderful walking through the book the way we did. And I really encourage folks, you know, just take a moment and this is where a book like Stephen's book is really helpful, folks. We get pummeled by even the stuff I do on TV, you know, these talking heads who kind of theorize and subscribe and cringe and make noise about a lot of different things. Every once in a while, it's just good to step back and try to get a little bit more understanding beneath you. And that's what rationality does. It gives us a sense of not only what it is, why it seems scarce, but more importantly, why it matters and why it matters even more right now. The author is Steven Pinker. He is the John Stone Professor of Psychology at Harvard, and he's been our guest on the Michael Steele podcast. It was a real treat, my friend. Thank you.
It was mine. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Folks, that wraps the conversation for this time, but you know me, I'll be back and looking forward to another great conversation. Don't forget to check us out on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts on. You know I love it when you do that download thing. And please, if you like this episode or any of the episodes that you hear on Spreaker, give us a comment on the Spreaker app. Let me know what you're thinking out there. I like that feedback. It helps me fine-tune my craft, as they say. All right, folks, until next time, be safe, be well. You know what I'm going to say. Get the vax, wear the mask. We're turning the corner. We're almost there, people. Just give us a little bit more runway and we can do this. And until the next time, be safe.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
All right, America, you asked for it. Or maybe you didn't, but either way, we have to talk. You're just in kind of a crazy place right now, Mr. and Mrs. USA. So, we are going to sit down a couple of times a week and work it out between us. The way Americans do. On a podcast. Hosted by Beowulf Rocklin. Weird name. Weird news. Weird politics. Weird country. Facepalm America. Listen to Facepalm America, a podcast that laughs at America and its politics from Beowulf Rocklin, producer of The Rick Unger Show. Facepalm America, available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and wherever you download your digital distractions in audio form.